The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Anime fans, it's the hippest man in the room, Glitch, and across the pond we got the stupid awesome analyst Jonathan and the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
You gotta wait for our greetings, Glitch. You can't be
so
hasty.
No. Dylan's not here. Look, you should have had Dylan do this.
Dylan's home with his family. As are the rest of us.
Just so everybody knows, we are recording this pre-Christmas. But for everybody listening, Happy New Year!
Woo! It's 2015. 2014 sucked.
Yeah, 2014 was awful. What a horrible year.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah. That's right. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa.
I hope that all of your Christmas demands came true.
That's right. We will be discussing that later for everybody who participated.
Yeah, this episode of the podcast, we are going to be looking back on some stuff that you guys probably have not heard. We are going to show you guys, or let you listen to, some of our best outtakes from the years past. It's going to be awesome.
And we're gonna
best in quotey fingers.
We're gonna discuss them a little bit, and we'll probably discuss some other events that we don't have on recording. But it would be good to just kind of reminisce our year in review, because I think easily the best thing that happened this year was probably Wicked Anime.
Yeah.
Because everything else has just been awful.
That's not conceited at all.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the world as a whole is crumbling beneath our feet. And, me personally, the best thing I ever did was anything Wicked Anime related this year.
Yeah.
Everything else was a nightmare.
So, let's get started into the episode. Let's get into some news. Let's ring the news bell.
News.
Oh, news.
Oh, news.
Oh, news.
So let's get into it then. We have an amazing piece of media news to start off with. I think that this is amazing.
Yes, this is this is awesome.
Mamoru Hosoda has announced a film. It's his first new film in 3 years.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, snap.
And the world rejoices that 2015 is going to be better.
Yay! Yeah. Last film he did was Wolf Children. Before that was Summer Wars. And then before that, he did The Girl Who Left the Time. And then before that, he did the Digimon movie.
His track record is pretty damn good.
Yes.
Oh, he is still, to this day, has not broken the record for being my number one favorite director of all time.
Yeah. Okay, so this new film that he's coming out with, it's a story about a little boy who gets lost from his parents, and he finds his way to, like, this demon world?
It follows a lot of Japanese lore, where there's always been, you know, a demon world that coincides the human world, and they live on two different planes of reality, but they exist in the same space. And this boy can see both.
Yeah,
I think is what it is.
And he comes across this beast monster person who's like a samurai or something. He kind of reminds me of Mugen from, like, an old version of Mugen from Samurai Champloo.
Yeah, I really think it's kind of like a father figure story.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah. Like, the boy starts to train in the ways of this beast monster, and because he doesn't have father, it turns into like a father figure thing, and it's going to be like another heartwarming story. The thing that Mamoru Hosoda is so good at doing, and I cannot wait to see this movie.
I don't think the fans collectively have any idea how excited my excitometer is going on this scale right now.
The needle is broken.
It's off the charts. I am so excited.
Just
I'm
glad this is an audio podcast.
Yes.
So next up in media news, I got a story. Oh, this is sad, guys. The special effects director for Godzilla, Koichi Kawakita, has passed away. He was 72 years old. He actually passed away on his 72nd birthday. Mm. He was the special effects director for Godzilla. And, you know, that he was, like, the pioneer of cardboard buildings. I mean, you think that's, like, so iconic when we think about Super Sentai and all kaiju films with miniatures and exploding buildings. I mean, like, even if you think about it, like, movies like Independence Day, when they blew up the White House, that was a miniature White House that they blew up.
It wasn't a real one?
No, it was not a real scale model White House that they blew up.
Or a real White House.
Or a real White House at all. How can the president live in this building? What is he, a president of ants? Yeah, but that I thought that kind of stinks because he was like a pioneer to the special effects. I mean, anybody who likes movies has got to know that Koichi Kawakita is...
They probably won't know him by name, but...
No, but he was special effects for Godzilla. I can't say that enough.
I will say, though, that it is pretty cool that he went on his birthday. I mean...
That was cool? His death day.
Yeah, because I don't know.
He broke even.
I almost feel
he broke even.
He broke even.
He didn't leave any change.
See, I almost feel like that would, if there's one day you have to go on your birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if you have an OCD, that's just perfect for you.
Yeah. I'm sure he's fine. Okay, guys.
That is a throwback. Not this year, though.
Do you have any media stories?
I do. I have one media story that I brought to the table, and this is cool. It's not Japanese related, but it's Japanese culture related, and it's very related to us in nerd culture. So here we go. An anime fan. He is a deputy sheriff. His name is Michael Wilson. So Deputy Sheriff Michael Wilson, huge fan of anime, huge fan of cosplay, huge fan of DBZ. So what did he do? Well, he dressed up as Piccolo, went in to all the Toys R Us. Well, December 18th, he strolled around multiple Toys R Us, went in, met with all the kids in there, you know, put smiles on the faces of children dressed as Piccolo, which
did
is cool.
Did he do the voice? That's my main question.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't quite read it. But he went in and paid off all the layaways in the store.
Okay, so this is a pretty trending topic this year. I mean, that is one of the cool things, the restoring faith in humanity kind of deals that we've been getting is the generous people paying off tens of thousands of dollars in layaway for families who have trouble, you know, doing that. But this one's anime related, so we're reading that story.
But still, like, it's a good way to kind of bring it up.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Fact that it's happening, is this deputy sheriff who is going in dressed as Piccolo and playing a hero, you know? It's so cool. I just think that it's so cool.
It's a special Christmas spirit canon.
Take my Christmas spirit, Piccolo. Oh, so cool. That's all that I brought to the table.
Okay. Glitch, do you have any stories?
Hell no.
Okay.
All right, then next up, let's move on to some gaming news. Okay, check this out.
All right, no, this next gaming news story, I actually got myself involved in. I think a lot of people have heard about this, the controversy surrounding Harada's new character for Tekken 7, Lucky Chloe. So
I have not.
No, okay, so a new character for Tekken 7 was announced, Lucky Chloe. So Lucky Chloe was announced, and the internet, preferably the American audience of Tekken, freaked the hell out. They automatically just went straight to the internet and started playing social justice and just being like, not social justice, but, you know, social media justice. And were like, I hate Lucky Chloe. If they release her here, I hope there's a feature that when you play online to block people who play her as a character.
Yeah, so what's wrong with Lucky Chloe?
Okay, so Lucky Chloe is a pop idol with cat ears and you know,
cutesy, like, high-pitched voice that people are finding annoying and stuff like that. Which, me, I have absolutely no issue with
of
a crazy...
Of course not.
She's another breakdance
character. Stay with me. No, I have no issues with this character. I mean, because Tekken is made up of a whole bunch of crazy characters. I mean, yeah. they have a raptor that farts, and people are like, "No, Lucky Chloe is annoying." Like,
no, I don't want non-lizard animal characters.
Yeah, and it's just so weird She's not a bear.
So that's the only reason? It's nothing like...
She's a breakdance character.
Yeah, they said that she's annoying. Or that she looks annoying. And so Harada caught wind of this. And it sucks. Because Harada kind of fired back at the American audience by saying, hey, you guys are idiots. Stop complaining. She's a Japanese and Eastern character only. And
pulled her from the American roster.
Yeah, basically blocked her from the American roster. And he basically said, like very bitterly, I'll give you Americans a muscle-headed meathead, like bodybuilder Brock Lesnar character like you always want. And I'm like, no! You know, like,
I can understand why he's hurt.
Yeah, heck yeah, I can understand why he's pissed. And I actually tweeted at him. I shot my tweets at him saying, no, man, Lucky Chloe is a good character. I want to play as Lucky Chloe. My main character to begin with is Asuka, so I don't need a meathead character. You know, like, he just automatically went off and started generalizing the American audience to what they like and what we need.
I play as the meathead characters.
Yeah, well, Jonathan does, but, I mean, they are cool, but they're not, you know, what we want, you know?
I like the diverse cast.
I love the diverse cast, and that's just it. It sucks, because now we probably actually are going to miss out on this really cool character.
I bet you she'll be a pay-to-download character.
Yeah, we'll probably have to DLC her, simply because the American, a select few of the American audience freaked out and pissed off the creator of the game.
People are idiots.
Yeah, people are such idiots. And it just bites. Because it ruins
the fun for the rest of us.
For the audience of Wicked Anime who don't know, Tekken is my favorite fighting game. It's the one game that if I go to a fighting tournament and I play Tekken, I can actually make it somewhere in that tournament.
Yeah, and catgirls are his favorite thing, entity of all, so...
Glitch. There is no Wicked Anime listener who doesn't know that.
Now, I will go on saying that Lucky Chloe isn't technically a cat girl. She just, like, has the style... Like, that's not why I like Lucky Chloe. It is a bonus. Anyway, Tekken is my jam, and I want the newest Tekken to be the best Tekken. Tekken 7 got released, everybody. We never mentioned that on the show. How freaking cool is that?
Yeah, so. Right? We're just kind of freaking out. Yeah, there was an announcement for Tekken 7. That's awesome. So that is all we have for gaming news, which means it's time to move on to some strange news.
We got some strange news, and this one is going to go down in history.
All right, so the internet blew up about this first one, but I want to talk about it still. Let's talk about North Korea winning their battle against the release of The Interview.
Now, hold on a second. As we all know, for those of us who have been keeping up with the news, North Korea is kind of firing back saying, yo, man, it wasn't us. And, I mean, I believe them.
Yeah, I don't either, too.
I totally believe them in the fact that...
There is no possible way that you can hack into Sony Computer Entertainment, or Sony as a company, on an Apple II computer.
Yeah.
Oh, ColecoVision. Yeah.
We must figure out this Pong technology.
A microwave.
Like, the thing is, I just don't think they have the technology or the... skills to do something like that, a hack of that level. I mean, they might, but...
Maybe they've just been playing dumb with us the entire time.
Well, the way it really... I don't want to get political at all. I just feel... This is just the way I feel. I feel like it's almost as if this is a ploy. Like, they kind of made it so that there would be more North Korea hatred stirred up, but it really feels like that really wasn't the case. Like... They wanted North Korea to be the enemy so bad, but it just wasn't them. Yeah. You know, and so they tried to be like, no, guys, seriously, it was North Korea. You should hate North Korea. And, I mean, I do.
So conspiracy,
but,
man.
But it's not because they made a movie stop. You know, that was just a weird ploy.
I kind of wanted to see The Interview. It looked funny.
No, I wanted to see The Interview. It looked really funny.
And, like, it's weird because I don't partake, but I love... stoner movies.
Yeah, like stoner flicks. Yeah, I mean, we don't do drugs, but stoner flicks are so funny.
There were some people who were on the internet saying, like, no, I don't condone treating the enemy nicely or something. I forget exactly what it was, but, you know, there's a whole thing in the trailer where saying, like, Like, oh, Kim Jong-un's not such a bad guy, you know, and that whole thing, and they start to befriend him and everything. I guess people didn't like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a comedy. Yeah, it's supposed to be stupid.
Yeah, it's a stupid comedy. Like, that's the whole point.
And I think that Kim Jong-un just wants to be mad about something, too, because remember we talked about in our episode a couple episodes ago, that they were like, if they release this movie, it's going to be an act of war. Well, yeah. You don't realize, like, how funny this movie is. You're just kind of, like, I think Kim Jong-un is just butthurt about everything. He knows that everybody hates him.
He inherited a hated position.
Yeah.
He's like, the most hated country in the world. Like, it's just so weird. That's just got to be their goal, to be the most hated country in the world.
So much that they need to sit at the same table as Dennis Rodman at lunch.
What can make it worse? Dennis Rodman will make it worse. Who do we need next? Fred Durst.
Oh, what?
Anyway, moving on. That was both media and strange. Here's a real strange news for you guys. Get ready for this. Are you sitting down?
Are you listening? Do you always listen to our podcast standing up? That is strange.
Anyway.
But not as strange as this.
As anime fans, everybody knows that we have waifus and husbandos. You know it. Your mom knows it. Your friends know it. Everybody knows.
Your mom's judging you for it, though.
Either way,
your
she should be.
Not
she
good
has
enough
one.
For you.
Either way, all fans have waifus, and whether some fans are ashamed to admit it, Wicked Anime is all about you should not be ashamed to admit it as long as you don't marry your hug pillow. Well, guess what? We have a company named Curtain Damashii. Now, Curtain Damashii has created the ultimate waifu package. Yes, and I say package because it's a wedding package. Yay!
Hmm. Yay.
So Curtain Damashii makes curtains. They make anime curtains for otakus. Now, here's the fun part. They have a new package out for Kirino and Kirineko.
From Oriimo.
From Oriimo in wedding dresses. Now, you can have a whole wedding scene. The curtain is a whole wedding scene. The aisle, the palpable, whatever. What comes with it is, or what you can get with it, includes the following. Wedding papers, a wedding certificate, where you can actually fill out your information, like your actual wedding registration information, your name, bride's name, all those kinds of things. It comes with a stamp, which in Japan, when you complete a wedding certificate, you stamp it with your, you know, stamped approval, so that it's actually registered. So you have the registration sheets, the stamp, and a wedding cake.
Huh. Is this legally recognized?
I don't think so. I think it's just for fun.
I hope that a lot of people are okay with polygamy, because there's going to be a lot of people marrying their same waifus.
Stop! Here's the thing.
Okay.
So they have a curtain set for Kirino, and they have a curtain set for Kirineko, and then they have a curtain set with both of them.
Hey.
Now, but you cannot get a wedding registration set for the both of them, because there is no polygamy.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can... So if you get the dual curtain set with one of them on one side and the other on the other side, both on the same wedding scene, you can still only get one set of wedding registration products.
Oh.
So you can only get one cake, you can only get one wedding registration form, all that kind of fun stuff. But this is for real. No, you don't actually get married to them, but you have the paperwork that says, I'm married to my waifu.
Huh.
How weird is that? It's just so cool.
No.
I'll tell you how weird it is. That's as strange as it gets.
What?
Just,
oh, man.
Just no. Why?
I do kind of wish Dylan was here for that one.
I don't know.
Because I really want to know what he would say.
It doesn't come with an onahole.
It does not. No, it does not come with an onahole. Can you imagine, though? Because it's like curtains.
No.
Like,
That is as strange as it gets.
That was strange.
So,
with that, that means it is time for our Fetish of the Week! Woo! Explosions!
Woo! Fetish of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fetish of the Week. Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
All right.
So what is our Fetish of the Week?
This week, we have a great new fetish that has hit the interwebs. Pixiv, they are all about it. And it is about ribbed sweaters. Now, ribbed sweaters, they're like... ribbed sweaters are like basically striped sweaters with stitching going down.
They're mom sweaters in Japan.
Yeah,
but like, you know how we have like mom jeans?
For her pleasure.
You know how we have like mom jeans here in the United States? Well, it's sweaters in Japan.
Mom sweaters.
Now, here's the thing that you know how Japan has a thing for shimapan, which is stripes or shimapan striped panties, but stripes in general. The reason why you know rib sweaters are so popular is for the same reason that stripes outline the form of the body. You can always tell the shape of a woman's body by the way that the lines run, so it always makes it a little bit sexier. Now, rib sweaters just have stitching lines going down them, and I guess it's become a new thing that it is sexy to have younger characters wearing them, like they're anime characters. Now, they really like them with the larger breast category characters, because...
Surprise!
Because...
They make a nice Y.
They do have rib sweaters that have quote-unquote keyholes, and... It's a little bit more north than what you're thinking right now. It is a hole in that exposes the cleavage.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go on.
I remember that.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's basically, everybody knows DC Comics Power Girl, right? She doesn't have, she has like a keyhole port to her enormously large breasts. And now they have this for rib sweaters in Japan, and it is all the rage. If you want to see your favorite anime character, large-breasted more likely, with wearing this, you can probably go on Pixiv and find it. It has been taking the internet by storm this week, and go Japan.
I guess it is pretty cool.
Very warm except this one spot.
Yeah, oh man.
Right?
Like, it's a lot hotter than the sweater because everybody's just staring at it intensely.
Yeah. It's good ventilation. It gets rid of the boob sweat.
I guess that would be a problem.
No boob sweats.
We'd have to ask some of our female friends.
Yeah, I'd have to see.
Is this an issue? Would this help? Keyholes?
Yeah, keyhole.
Do you need ventilation? I mean...
Ventilation for the breasts. You know, it's... That was Japan's Fetish of the Week! Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so it is time for what we're watching. And I am actually watching probably... Because it's the end of the winter season, we're about to... Oh, no, it's the end of the fall season. We're about to go into winter. Sorry.
Oh, I can't wait till winter anime starts.
I have been watching probably... I just started binge-watching it, so I'm all caught up on it now. It is my favorite anime of the fall season. It is Shirobako. Shirobako is an anime about the anime industry. It brings you from the process of the beginning to the end of making an anime series. It doesn't hold your hand, and it teaches you about everything that there is about the anime industry. And as an animator, as somebody who even, you know, grew up in the video game industry as well, they don't tell you what things are. You know how we have had the issue of your anime thinks you're dumb? They don't explain anything to you. You have to know what they're talking about in order to watch this anime, which I love. A lot of people don't like it.
Because you get it.
Yeah, I mean...
It is very industry specific.
And you see there's so many characters in the show because every single one is a certain position in the industry, and it's... So everybody has a key point, so everybody is super important. It's only going to be 13 episodes of the show, I'm pretty sure, but it is awesome. Like, they're going from beginning to the end of the creation of an anime series, and it's so meta, of course, because it's an anime about creating anime, and all the problems that they have come across are problems that they could have come across
like in real life while creating the show. They even had to pull episode 6 of it temporarily because there was a issue with licensing on one of the episode on episode 6, so they pulled it from Crunchyroll and Nico Nico for a while, and which really stinks because it was an important key moment in the anime. So I had to go back and watch it. It's up there now. You can watch it now. But Shirobako, so freaking good. Everybody should watch it. If you have
with a textbook nearby.
Yeah, if you have any interest in the animation or video game or movie industry whatsoever, watch Shirobako.
I actually Peter Payne on Facebook made a post about Shirobako, and I actually made a post commented on that post to it, and I said, as someone who works in the animation industry, I definitely confirm the accuracy of the show. A really great watch this season too, and I got 3 likes for it.
Yeah,
so
popular on Facebook.
So people have been seeing that, one, I'm an animator, which is awesome. Two, that that because I work in the animation industry, my opinion matters.
A little.
My opinion matters, Internet. See?
Wait, what now? What now?
Yeah. At least a little bit, yeah. A little.
That is what I have been watching. Who's been watching? Has anybody been watching anything else?
I have. I've been watching the heck out of some anime, one of which is... the Susanoo no Gargantia OVAs have finally started being released, and I'm so happy because that anime is one of my top favorites. It has some of the cutest girls in any anime I have ever seen.
Waifus everywhere.
Waifus, as far as the eye can see in that show. The movie started coming out, and so each OVA that's going to be released is going to be about an hour long. It is so good. Especially for any Susanoo no Gargantia fan. Yeah, they're out now. I didn't have any warning. They just all of a sudden got released, so go watch them.
Yeah, we should let Sean know.
Yeah, we should definitely let Sean know, because Sean is the one who actually got me into the show, almost. After I was done watching it, I was just, like, kind of sad, because I was like, oh, it's over. You know? It's one of those shows for me. Next up, I also have been watching a classic, which... I'm planning on making a video episode about. Yes, guys, we still make video reviews on Wicked Anime. We're working on some major things right now, okay?
Please be patient.
Please be patient. Because at least you still have the podcast to know that we're still alive and kicking. Anyway, coming up on a later episode and an anime that I've been watching now is Hyper Police. And for anybody who has seen Hyper Police, me saying this is going to make you laugh. Because it is one of the pioneer, or actually, probably not pioneer, I shouldn't say that, but it might be, of that age in the 80s and late 90s, of cat girls.
Of course.
So like, the main character is one of those late 90s character cat girls, very cute, very spunky, very tomboyish, lots of funny faces being made, you know, like classic Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they have a lot of Super D going on. It's really funny. And
kind of has, like, a Outlaw Star vibe.
Yeah, very Outlaw Star vibe to it. But it's like, post-apocalyptic kind of a thing. So it has a weird vibe of a whole bunch of different things mixed together. For everybody who's a fan of the show, knows me, Andrew, if you don't... Can't distinct between me and Jonathan. Voice talking now. That, I am a huge fan of the vintage animes. I love watching old shows. I actually almost prefer to seek out good old shows as opposed to having to keep up with the new shows. Sometimes that's better. I love the new shows that are coming out, but sometimes it's just easier to go back to the old shows and be like, this is really great! So Hyper Police. Right. I've been loving it, and you'll probably see it a little bit later.
Glitch, what's up?
Well, I've been busy moving and job hunting and all this kind of stuff, but I did watch the season finale of Legend of Korra.
Don't talk about it. Yeah, I have actually had it spoiled for me on the internet. Well, the ending specifically, I've had it spoiled for me on the internet.
Yeah, I still haven't had it spoiled for me yet. So for the ending to Korra, don't spoil it for me. I've been watching the Avatar, guys. I swear.
Sure you
have. So I'm catching up.
Have you?
No. I will though after Wakfu's done. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey man, I just got all my updates for Kickstarter, and they're sending out the DVDs for Wakfu. So after I'm done with Wakfu, I'll move on to Avatar.
So how about that Korra ending, guys? Eh?
It was good.
It was really good.
Was it good?
Yep.
It kind of redeemed itself from the past seasons. I know that it was kind of shaky on season two, that's for sure.
Well, that's mainly because basically Nickelodeon kept screwing the people over.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, that's true.
At least they didn't cancel it like they did Thundercats.
Oh, yeah.
Bitter.
I hope Nintendo... Not Nintendo, I'm thinking of something else right now. But I hope Nickelodeon actually learns, like, hey, this is something good. Let's take advantage of it and stop showing SpongeBob every 5 seconds.
But SpongeBob is awesome.
SpongeBob is awesome, Glitch.
You're fired. All right. So let's move on to... Let's talk about Into the West.
This damn thing.
I love how this is just notorious amongst ourselves now. I hope like this becomes a thing among the fans. It's just like the horse and the whip.
This is almost under what the Colossus yelled at Magfest for me.
So for Into the West,
it's so distracting.
It is. It's wicked distracting. Anyway, there we go. So Into the West, I feel like I've been watching something, but I'd
Gerardo.
That's right. Oh my gosh. So for Into the West, last episode I was supposed to catch up on this, but I totally forgot. This week I almost forgot, but I didn't. Gerardo, our Wicked fan Gerardo, recommended us a cartoon, which is the new Rooster Teeth animation called X-Ray and Vav. And so I checked out the first episode, and it's funny. It is. It's really good.
Rooster Teeth has always been funny.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth is good with their comedy. I feel like some of the voice acting was a little subpar. Like, I feel like they could have had better, but I mean, they're not... They are professionals. They're absolutely professionals, obviously, but they're not... But they're almost like semi-pro professionals. You know, like, there's like pro baseball, and then there's semi-pro baseball. They're kind of in the wings.
They're looking for that big shot, but...
Yeah. So the animation for it is really good. It's done in Flash. So it's really good for Flash. It's not Wakfu good Flash. Because mm-hmm. that's like Super Saiyan Flash right there. It follows a really... funny idea of these two guys who want to be superheroes but just aren't. I don't know, the way they animated it is really funny. You know, it's not top of the line animation. It's cheaply animated, but it's cheap animation done correctly.
Okay.
And that's what I loved about it. It had a charm to it. It was so cool in that sense. It reminded me of old internet cartoons, because it kind of is an internet cartoon, but it reminded me of old Flash going to Newgrounds and watching internet cartoons.
Like Strong Bad kind of stuff, or?
No, like Matt Wilson kind of stuff. I know not a lot of people know Matt Wilson. He did things like High Score and Bonus Stage. That's the kind of stuff it reminds me of.
Great cartoons, by the way.
Yeah, he has some pretty funny cartoons. I enjoyed it, and Gerardo let me know that it's only about 4 episodes long. They don't know if they're going to continue or not. I guess they're waiting on fan response, maybe? But I'll watch the other episodes if I have time. I mean, I thought it was really funny, so...
There you go, Rooster Teeth. That's our opinion.
Yeah.
I hope you care.
And that was Into the West.
So it is time to move on to our toy shelf.
Yay, toy shelf. Woo. And I have got some items for you. One of the main things for toy shelf that you have to keep in mind that's coming out is Amiibo.
So
there's so many cool little figurines of our favorite Nintendo characters coming out because of freaking Amiibo, because Amiibo is really cool, right?
It is really cool.
Do we all agree that Amiibo is cool?
Yeah, because you buy these figures and they go so far beyond things like Skylanders and Disney Infinity.
Yeah, these think.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird because you buy these figures and they work the same way, except... they give you specific stuff for other games. Like, the Link one, if you buy Link and you buy it for Hyrule Warriors, it gives you, like, a new weapon.
Oh, seriously?
That you can use. Yeah! And, you know, so buying these figures come with benefits for things other than just Amiibo. And I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah,
I just want to know what comes with each one. Like if you buy Mario, does it come with a free download of the original Super Mario Brothers, like from the eShop?
Yeah, and the thing is too, Because there's no actual Skylanders or Disney Infinity game for Nintendo, that's really what they're for. I mean, you can use them with Smash and you'll play as your Smash character kind of thing. I think that's what they're doing with it.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's just the amiibos that give you the benefits for games.
Right.
I think that's the only thing that's going on. Plus, the Link one is hilarious because it looks like he's peeing all over his leg.
Yeah, because he's connected by a little yellow stream that's going up his skirt thing.
Yeah, so it looks like he's peeing all over himself. Anyway, and actually, and something really funny, too. Nintendo themselves posted a post on Facebook of a Reggie amiibo.
Reggie.
At Nintendo America.
Oh!
like they have, like, just a picture of Reggie, and they put him in a box with, like, a, with the Hyrulean sword, the Master Sword, and the shield.
I would buy a Reggie amiibo.
I would buy a Reggie amiibo,
too. Oh, God. My body's really not ready.
Oh, good one.
So, next up, after the coolness of amiibo, we have a cool figurine for you guys. It is a cast-off figurine, so adults only. It is a new series of figurines that's coming out called Seven Deadly Sins. And so they're not tagged to any show.
Sounds naughty.
Yeah. So they're not tagged to any show. I always think the original figurines are really cool because they're not tagged to any show. It's just a figurine that is on its own. So if you like the design, you get it. Right?
Yeah.
So the newest figurine that came out is called Leviathan. It's currently being released. You can find it on J-List and anywhere that's selling figurines. It's a really cute demon girl. Big chest, obviously. When do they not?
When do they not? Big chest, when do they not?
Yeah. So that is neat. You should go check out the Seven Deadly Sins figures if you are a figurine aficionado.
I am kind of curious as to what the glutton figure is going to look like.
I don't know if they're actually the Seven Deadly Sins. I think the series is just called Seven Deadly Sins because they're just releasing demons.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Japan, what even?
So that was the toy shelf. That's what we have for you on toy shelf.
All we have for toy shelf. So it is time to move on to our Tamagotchi, and I'm so super excited for this Tamagotchi because we are talking about some of the greatest stuff that is going to make us look so bad. We're talking about our best outtakes that we've had, and we're gonna do some reflecting back on the past that we've done on this show.
So let's kick off with something that we did very, very recently, including just this episode while we are recording. And that is, from last episode, our Christmas demands.
Yeah.
Now, it is New Year's right now. Literally, this is New Year's Day that this episode came out. So we are going to read off all the Christmas demands of what you wanted for Christmas. And we'll have to find out whether or not you get any of your Christmas demands for 2015 for a better year that's better than sucky 2014. So here are your Christmas demands. You guys tweeted at us, or...
We also added some of our own, some new ones.
Yeah, so basically what we told you guys to do from last episode, tweet at us, at Wicked Anime, all I want for Christmas is your Christmas demand, hashtag Christmas demand. So guess what? That's what I did. Now I'm on my Twitter, typed in hashtag Christmas demands, and guess what? All you guys are listed there. We also have some Facebook ones as well. So I have your Christmas demands, and we're going to start from the bottom and just read our list all the way to the top. So here's the outtake of how this even came to be. It was a mistake. Our PR person behind the room, PR/Jonathan's girlfriend/fiance, walks into the room.
Nothing's happened yet. Don't go spreading that rumor around.
I know.
Definitely. Wait, what?
This is news to me.
Oh, she didn't tell you yet?
I kind of make fun of him because he might as well. Yeah,
So this is the outtake where we're sitting there and we want Dylan to come have some spiked hot cocoa with us, and we're going to I don't drink spiked.
Yeah, no, that's not what happened at all. Here's the clip. Christine walks into the room.
Hang on 1 second. Sorry.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
What the heck is this? She's dropping off money so that Grandma and Grandma can buy her Christmas presents in Florida. Our grandparents are going to Florida for Christmas, by the way.
Oh.
Hey, the door's open. Come on in.
Oh, I can't stay long.
We're talking about Christmassy stuff.
Yay.
What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. You already know this.
Well, say something anime related and it'll be funny.
I want a Vera Bradley wallet.
Dylan's laughing at you.
Dylan found that amusing. You can't hear that over the microphone, but...
No, I cannot.
No.
Anyway,
you know you can. Will we see you later?
I don't know. It depends. Unless you guys want to come decorate the Christmas tree with us.
Possibly.
Okay.
I'd be into that.
Okay.
Decorating Christmas trees, it's irrelevant. Yay!
You want to come decorate the Christmas tree, Dylan?
You want? Yeah.
I'll sip spiked hot cocoa.
Spiked hot cocoa?
Yeah. Get some, I don't know, some Bailey's in there or something?
You have to sip some, you have to get some spiked hot cocoa and Dylan will come.
Alright.
And also like a plane ticket, probably. And
also a plane ticket. These are his demands.
My Christmas demands.
Sounds good.
Okay. So as you heard, we had it was just a weird happening. Christmas things were going on. Christine couldn't even hear Dylan. It was so ridiculous. It just happened. She was standing outside waiting for us, and because we were recording, I didn't answer her. But the thing is, too, she walked into the room, and she was, like, being all quiet, and I was just like, ah, screw it. Hey! You know, yeah. Like, because I knew it wasn't gonna... But anyways, that started the whole Christmas demands thing, and we thought it was so brilliant that we had to continue it. So, for you guys, here is all of your Christmas demands that you sent to us. Wicked Fan Gerardo says, all I want for Christmas is more Excel Worlds and a 1-to-1 figurine scale of Ryoko Matoi. Moves on to us at Wicked Anime. All I want for Christmas is some sweet, sweet nippleless maname muscles.
Yeah, maname muscles.
Christmas demand. All I want for Christmas is a complete anime series box set under $1,000.
Good luck.
Christmas demand.
Is it so much to ask for?
All I want for Christmas is a real fight where I can show off my Super Saiyan powers. Christmas demands, #DBZ, #anime.
And there were a couple of DBZ groups that actually liked that one.
Yeah, liked and favorited. All I want for Christmas is for Samurai Champloo's ending to be written again, but better. Wicked fan Sean says, all I want for Christmas is an anime about Hebacon robots trying to destroy Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a call to another episode.
No, to that episode. We talked about on the Christmas Demands episode. Hebacon was to make the crappiest robot possible, but still be victorious in battle against other really crappy robots.
Yeah, you should listen to that.
Go back to the last episode's previous page, and you can find the mini documentary of Hebacon.
Yep. Back to Wicked Anime. All I want for Christmas is a super long anime fight where the characters need to take a bathroom break in between. Christmas demands.
Why do they never wash their hands?
Back to Sean. I want harems to stop ending with, I choose all of you, so I choose none of you.
Yeah.
Christmas demands. That's such a good one. That is such a good one.
That didn't happen in the 90s.
All I want for Christmas is I want a number one Santa in the world battle anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based off of those Santa Winter Games.
That's right. Ah, Wicked Fan Big Bad Shadow Man. All I want for Christmas is for Godzilla to team up with Ultraman.
Team up? Well, I guess so. They're both defenders of Earth, in a way.
In a way. Back to Wicked Fan Gerardo. All I want for Christmas is I want anime figurines to be affordable for every boy and girl, no matter how old they are.
No cast-offs, though.
Yeah, if they're no matter how old they are. I mean, they might like cast-offs, but obviously...
I
don't think you can sell cast-off to younger audiences. Sarah, over at 42 Anime Reviews, says, all I want for Christmas is 5 more seasons of Genkin Shoujo Nazaki-kun, which that is like one of her favorite animes ever.
Which one's that one?
I believe she did an episode about it.
Huh.
Back to Wicked Anime. All I want for Christmas is the comeback of Ken Akamatsu.
Yeah, man.
#, love Hina, #, Negima.
Hey. Don't be hating on Ken Akamatsu.
Wicked fan Sean. All I want for Christmas is the next installment of Besom. There it is.
Sweet.
It's been demanded.
Then we must do it.
I really think we should.
Yeah, I want to try a whole bunch of games. My thing now is board games, and I like role-playing games. Holy crap, it'll be so much fun.
Once again, Sean, though. Here we go. Sean sent us a bunch of Christmas demands. This is actually really weird.
He's got a lot of demands, yo.
He does, and that's perfectly okay with us, because that was the whole point. He says, all I want for Christmas is I want more hilarious things to explode in China. Glitch, you've been a front runner at that.
Say what?
You've been a front runner at that so far.
Yes.
So find us some explosions.
All right.
If things blow up in China, you will hear about them from me. Whether it be poo or anything else.
Another one from Wicked Fan Scott. From Wicked Fan Scott, we have, all I want for Christmas is to be magically turned into a cute cat girl.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
See? What the heck, right? Nothing wrong with that. That's awesome. All right, and of course we have Glitch.
Threw in his 2 cents at the last minute there.
Glitch, you can read your own Christmas demand.
All I want for Christmas is more anime characters with dreadlocks so I can have someone to cosplay as.
Yes, it is so good. That is such a good one.
So does that mean, though, that, because, I mean, we've talked about this before on the podcast, do they have to be black, too? Or, does the dreadlocks just the requirement?
It helps.
It certainly does help. Yeah, it certainly does help. Wicked Fan Mike. All I want for Christmas is Wicked Anime to talk about the first When They Cry anime series.
Oh. We have before, haven't we?
A little bit. We have talked about it a little bit.
We'll have to revisit horror anime sometime.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we will. Halloween's already passed, so we'll have to do it sooner than that then. So we can revisit horror animes. Absolutely. Wicked Fan Eitor from Iceland. All I want for Christmas is Wicked Anime to talk about Watamote.
Okay, so that can be done.
Yeah,
we've seen some Watamote.
Have you seen Watamote?
Nope.
Glitch? No.
I just want to help our fans. I just want to pretty much kiss up to our fans. We can do that one.
Yeah, I can talk about some Watamote. I haven't finished Watamote, but yeah. To a point where I was just like, I can't watch this poor girl anymore.
Yeah, I know. That anime's awkward for me, man.
But because of that, we can definitely talk about some Watamote. Wicked Fan Kyle says, all I want for Christmas is season 2 of No Game, No Life.
Indeed.
Indeed. But hey, we are not done with our Christmas demands because Wicked Fan Keto sent us a Christmas demand before the episode was even freaking released.
Oh, yeah.
And we freaked out because we had no idea how he did it. Now, I'm going to go to this and I'm going to read it like a Christmas demand, but it was, in fact, not a Christmas demand.
You hypnotized him.
All I want for Christmas is a copy of Spirited Away on Blu-ray, but no, they won't make one. Thank you, Keto.
Okay, so to continue with the outtakes, because that's what this Tamagotchi is about, that kind of took a while, we continue on. Dylan got a kick out of the Christmas demands thing, like, directly after that. And, oh my gosh, it's just we came up with this Christmas demands thing in the middle of when we were talking about Pacific Rim 2. So there's just a little bit more after that. Take a listen.
I'm still laughing at the idea of Christmas demands instead of like a Christmas list. So like Santa just gets a piece of paper with like cutouts of magazine letters. It's like Christmas demands.
A bike,
a Hug Me Elmo, and a helicopter on the roof.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the plot of Pacific Rim 2.
Even Rimmer.
Yes. Okay.
: Rim this. I didn't mean for that to be a pun, but it ended up.
So next up on the list for outtakes, we go back to episode 52, which is the defining Dylan's couch episode, where we're talking about love scenes.
Oh, yeah, that's right, though.
Love scenes and couch.
And this was before the episode even started, so this is kind of a peek. It's an outtake, but it's a peek into how every single one of our shows starts. Not with this specific topic, but just the way, like,
just how we set up and get ready.
Yeah, I mean, when we get ready, we're just talking to each other about the stupidest stuff because we haven't talked to each other in about 2 weeks. I mean, we message each other every once in a while to keep current, but we don't talk like this in conversation form every time. So it's just so funny. This is how we pregame.
All right, give me one moment. You picked the perfect opportune time to bite something.
I'm sorry, I can't help that Cliff Bars are so crunchy.
uh, they're, keep puking then?
They're so goddamn messy, too. There are crumbs everywhere now. Yeah.
So damn crunchy. That episode, that was just so funny. I don't know why.
That's life bar.
I know, yeah, the cliff bar.
Like, I
may have been funny for you guys, but my feelings were hurt. I thought it was a love scene.
Okay, so next up on the list...
Like, this, right at the end of this episode.
Yeah, this was something we all kind of couldn't believe, and Sean would be very disappointed with us. Not Wicked Fan Sean, Sean from our show, Sean.
Yeah, we revisited some Outlaw Star, and we couldn't remember the name of one of the characters.
His favorite character at that. Luckily, he wasn't there to smack us all in the face. So take a listen to our... Yeah, take a listen to our debacle of trying to figure out this one character's name.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Sean's favorite character from Outlaw Star.
Yeah, it starts with an S, I think.
Yeah,
how come I can't remember?
Maybe something to do with the moon?
Yeah, Moonlight, moon something.
Something.
If Sean were on this episode, he would tell us. And he would be like, shut up, guys, I like that character.
Old Woodstick Lady McGee.
Moon. Yes.
Sanso? Something like that?
Some like that.
We have total access to look it up, but we're just not doing
it. Yeah, we are sitting in front of our computers right here with Google open and not typing a single word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead.
I have too much pride for that.
That's what I'll do instead. Twilight Suzuka. I was close.
So low. Oh, like one word. You just pronounced it wrong.
And it was Twilight Suzuka the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I know. There's a little bit more in there, but that's like what the main thing is about.
Yeah, there was a little clip missing. You can kind of hear the jump in the clip. But I actually did go onto the internet and figure it out. I was actually the one who looked it up and said Twilight Suzuka.
But we all had technology right in front of us.
Yeah.
Like, we're just that lazy about it.
We commit. It takes a lot of work to be this lazy.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta not want it.
All right, guys. So this one's actually really funny, because this one plagued us for 2 episodes. So this is another pregame outtake. We're not going to play the whole thing for you, because the whole thing would be a half hour long. A half-hour-long outtake. So here's the best of the best of our infamous soundboard stuff.
I remember in this episode, we played some soundboard clips throughout the episode, and then the next one as well.
But it was never to the scale of us trying to...
Yeah, basically me and Dylan discovered some soundboard applications. And we were exploring them.
It never ended.
Oh, no.
I'm a firing my laser.
No. Shoot the roof.
All right, that's enough of that.
What's even going on right now?
I don't know. I downloaded 2 soundboard apps. That was just one of them.
I just finished downloading one.
Oh, goddamn it. No, hold on. Give me a second. Look at the very first button.
Don't hit that first button.
I'm gonna hit this button. Wait, Afro Circus? Oh, okay.
Glitch is just not going to listen this entire thing.
I know, right?
And it's going to be the worst.
Just a little thing.
That'll sum it up.
Start counting down from 5, Dylan.
Three. What? 4.
What?
5. 6. 7.
Okay, no.
8.
Shut up, Glitch.
I actually want to mention that I'm on a podcast, too, so...
Yeah, right?
I just updated and remembered, like, I stream stuff, so I put, I stream.
stream. You stream.
We all stream.
For Glitch Stream.
For Twitch.
For
on Twitch.
No, it's just Chuck Testa.
Oh man, that got frustrating after a while. I gotta say, like, it was funny.
Yeah, we still use the horse one for Journey to the West.
That's right. Of course we do. And also, you had your uke glitch. That was that was a fun addition. I mean, you just decided to bring the uke. I was kind of disappointed you didn't play it during the show.
Still working on learning how to play it, but yeah. Those who don't know, my repertoire of music is harmonica, ocarina, and ukulele.
All right. So,
I'm still drum.
In that same episode, we actually have like this weird random bit. This one has no relation to anything. Just a kind of a little extra discussion topic, but it was really funny how we discussed it. Here we talk about a certain SUV that you may or may not know about.
Now I want to see the SUV in Lord of the Rings.
What?
That was just another car reference in a movie.
You remember when they...
Who's SUV? Jack Bauer?
What? Don't you remember that whole thing with the car being in the background of the first Lord of the Rings movie?
No.
You didn't know that? Oh, man. Okay, forget it.
They brushed it out in the later releases, so it's gone.
There's so many hours of that movie series. To pick out one thing like that is impossible. They could have had like three cameramen and like certain scenes. I would have just been like, nope,
just doing the Macarena, and you still wouldn't notice.
It was early on in the Shire in the first movie.
I can't believe you guys didn't know about that. Like,
yeah,
I thought that
I can't
was...
believe you still paid attention to that one little millisecond.
No, but the thing is,
it was huge. Like when the movie came out, everybody freaked out.
I don't know. Did you guys see the SUV? And this was like pre-YouTube, so you couldn't just look up, you know, the
SUV. I don't know. Dylan's response to it was very Dylan, though. Like, it was just so funny. I mean, it was just like, there were hours of... I don't know.
It was very Dylan. Okay, and next up we have... Do you guys remember the news story about the weather cube? The one that, like, it shows you the weather outside when it starts to
that
do
was a
things?
Really fun news story, because we had some...
We had
like,
check out the update on that one. Curious about how it is now.
I agree, but we all one of my favorite things that was actually in the episode was, you know, it was like, no, this weather clock simulates the weather that's happening outside, and it was like, can't you just
look outside?
Outside. Yeah, okay, but there was so much more to this conversation that we didn't put in. It even has a bunch of musical numbers,
like a cue.
Here, I can send you.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
No, the look you just gave me. That's not the noise I made.
We're just emulating that noise you made.
Like a weather cube.
Like a weather cube. From Temposcopy.
Yeah, there we go.
Maybe that's what
it is. Maybe if they had another... I want to see other weather patterns other than just rain, because... It's not looking impressive.
Well, I think that one. I wanna know. Have you ever seen?
Why did everybody stop talking?
We had to figure out what the hell was happening on your end there.
I was singing. Have you ever seen rain?
Yeah. Well,
by that one guy that you hear on the oldie stations.
Sunny days.
Anyway.
Clouds away. But tell me, cute, can you stand the rain?
We should start singing. Just rain-related songs.
Just keep going.
This cube is just...
That's how I feel right now.
Songs about weather patterns.
The cube's just showing me the rain. Just showing me the rain.
Somebody.
I can't believe that there's so many songs about weather.
I forgot about the musical numbers. That was really funny.
Yeah, we just kept on singing songs about rain, sunshine. I mean, I think that would be an awesome thing to just
ain't
have.
No sunshine when she's gone.
Like
anytime.
I just think that they should make a weather radio that would play a song, but they play it.
Oh man, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but they play that one song over and over again until the weather changes.
That he plays death metal and
lava comes out of it and never. Finally, the cube just catches fire.
Finally, what we have for you guys, our last one, is something that you will never guess what it's about. It's about Andrew's romance relationship with catgirls.
Now, and this and is,
never,
this is
my, he will never be able to unhear it either. So
this is my plagued romance with catgirls. This is where it all kind of, I think we've discussed it before, but this is a really funny part of the conversation that really comes to light of what it would actually be like and what it could be like. I don't know. It's a good way to end the Tamagotchi, at least I think, because it's pretty funny. It's pretty classic. We actually, believe it or not, brought it up a whole bunch of times this episode too, which is weird.
I know.
So random.
Kind of comes full circle.
Anyway, here you go.
What so is that's Rule 69.
That's a fun game. I wonder if you can get it in the U.S. because I'd try. I don't have a cat though.
No, we don't have cats. We're mildly allergic.
Which that makes it even better.
And thus, Andrew is cursed.
I've thought about that.
I can just picture Andrew and Jonathan like trying to find a stray cat in their neighborhood, just trying to chase it down, take a picture of it.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of like some like messed up romance where Andrew falls in love with a cat girl but can't be with her because he's mildly allergic.
My liking for the kind of characters that cat, the moe that cat girls are, has been escalated not by me but by everyone around me. Like, everyone around me is just like, Andrew likes cat girls!
Look, we
like,
all
yeah.
have our own tropes.
Yeah.
Like, yours is cat girls, Dylan is mechs, Jonathan's, you know, big, beefy, nippleless men, and...
No, what? Mine I is like ninjas. Anime characters, too.
Shut up, Glitch. You like turtles, weird fetish.
I like ninjas in general, my friend.
I like ninjas in general, too. I like ninja girls specifically.
With cat ears.
So many fishnets.
I don't know. Are they, yeah, I like the
with their cat-like reflexes.
They do have cat-like reflexes.
That is so my fetish.
That's so my fetish.
There's so many outtakes that we haven't had
that we had
to
delete
play.
Because we never wanted anyone to hear those ever again.
No, man. There are so many funny ones. I wish like we could have had more from the hentai episode, or any from the hentai episode, because
we didn't really cut that much out because it was just so ridiculous to begin
with.
The
one thing we're serious about is hentai.
Yeah.
We don't screw up our hentai.
This is business, people! Jeez.
Yeah, man.
And then that was, because that was the 50th episode. What was episode 53, even?
53? I don't know.
Because we didn't have too many clips from episode 53.
No, that was a pretty short episode. That was the one where we had gone to the concert and we wanted to film a short episode.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it was just me and Andrew and Evan.
Yeah, so unfortunately, guys, we don't have any really early clips for you as of yet. Maybe did we ever mention it on an episode? We didn't. We What's never up? Mentioned on an episode that our that on Twitter that Iba Girl followed us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. The robot Sentai superhero.
From Japan.
From Japan. In real life, she's following us on Twitter.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, right? It was like, it was the same thing like when Peter Payne from J-List followed us on Twitter. I was like, no way! So, and then after that episode, we found her Twitter. We found Iba Girl's Twitter and sent her a follow. And then, like, the next day I was at work, and it was just like, Iba Girl has followed you. I was like, no way! It was so cool.
So it's time to move on to some fan service?
Yes.
Go for it.
We have definitely covered a lot of fan service in this episode, but we have a couple more.
We do. And a majority of it comes from Facebook.
Okay.
So Gerardo writes, the Santa games should consist of climbing down a chimney, eating cookies, and sleigh races.
That sounds amazing.
That does sound amazing. I don't actually know what is in the Santa games.
Yeah, we never found out.
Also, Gerardo wants us to know that the Me video is fantastic, and he loves it.
I agree with him.
He actually sent us another animated music video that I have not watched yet.
Yeah, from the Animator Expo, the thing that the Me was submitted at.
Ah, okay, great. Next comes from Wicked Fan Mike, where Mike says, if you guys haven't seen Gundam Build Fighters, you are missing out. Not only is it a series for diehard Gundam fans, but it is something that everybody...
also diehard MILF fans.
Yes. Has something for everybody if you're a mecha fan of any level. And I will go out to say, because we have talked about this, Mike, that we, a lot of us have seen Gundam Build Fighters. I think I'm the one who's watched it the most.
Dylan's seen a couple of episodes.
Dylan's the one who
watched it the least.
I know we've talked about this because we talk about the mom all the time because she is the hottest mom in anime right now. She is trending as the hottest anime mom right now.
Yeah, she was a missed opportunity of Fetish of the Week.
She really was.
We should do a countdown of, like, the hottest moms in anime.
Yeah, we totally should. Wow, that's a good idea, Glitch.
I'm going to put that in my phone for Tamagotchis.
Yeah, writing that down right now. Holy crap, you got to be there for that one, Glitch.
Next Mother's Day episode, everybody.
I can't wait that long. So you have to be there for that, Glitch.
Of course.
Of course. Of course, of course. We had a message from, again, Wicked Fan Scott.
Sweet.
And Scott sends us a message regarding the news story that we read a really long time ago about the person who went to Canada and got arrested for having manga, and they considered it child porn.
Yep.
He wanted to send us just information about banned fetishes and sex acts in the UK.
That's right, because that's where he's from, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Scott is from the UK.
Yes, yes, someone legitimately from across the pond.
Yes, we legitimately have somebody from across the pond, not somebody who is just far away. And the news story that he sent us was a UK news story. The source came from Pornhub.com. And so it was a news article listing all the fetishes and all the acts, but it also included things like, oh, it included a video. It included a video that kind of...
Is it naughty?
No. Well, I guess kind of. But it was the same... It was all the same information, just telling you what was banned. And basically, the things that are kind of banned in there are things like, you know, caning, whippings, dominations, anything
all
that...
All the fun stuff.
Anything that inflicts pain...
Or would leave a mark.
Yeah. Inflicts pain, leaves a mark, degrades... Things like that. That's all banned from the internet.
I'd have a very boring Friday night in the UK then.
Only Friday.
It's worse Saturday.
The stuff on Saturday was already illegal.
Exactly.
So that's what we got from Scott. Really interesting information. It's not the most kosher of information, but it's still
that's
really
my favorite kind of information.
But it's still very, very interesting. So that was a really cool news story that he sent us. That's all I have for now, because most of our fan service was the
Christmas demands.
Yeah, it came from the Christmas demands. Kind of that ties into this kind of sentiment that we're giving. I think we should move on to some sentimental moments. What did we learn from this episode of Wicked Anime?
On this episode of Wicked Anime, I learned that everybody's interest in Andrew's interest of cat girls is higher than his.
What? I've learned... today on Wicked Anime, I've learned that you don't have to be a dictator to be mean, and you don't have to be a mean dictator, but you can be both at the same time. What?
And I've learned you can marry your curtains, but only if there's only one person on there.
That's a good one! That is so good! Oh, man, I'm so glad you said that. Oh, fantastic.
What?
Yeah, what? I've learned that Piccolo is one of the best DBZ characters because he pays off layaway.
Goku may have the spirit bomb, but Piccolo has the Christmas spirit bomb.
Oh. Oh, yes. I love it. I so dig it.
I've learned how much I start to miss Dylan and hating him.
Guys. That's about it for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Everybody have a happy 2015. We are looking forward to making it awesome for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to help make it awesome.
Yeah.
We are going to help make it awesome.
Wicked and, awesome.
It's time for some shameless plugs.
All right, guys. So if you guys want to join in our conversation. Maybe even send us some more Christmas demands. Maybe you want to do...
Make them some New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, your resolution demands.
Or just stuff you want to see in 2015 from us.
Yeah, there you go. Your New Year's demands. Send us your New Year's demands.
I demand that I do better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I demand that I finish that Nuzlocke challenge.
You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where you can message us anything you want, as you can see from our fans, that we always get messages on Facebook. We also post crazy news stories, funny things that we find around the net, any news from Wicked Anime Front, anything like that. It's fun. You can find us at Twitter. Twitter is now, it's weird. Like, Twitter has seemed to come up as our next best social media updating thing. Like, we've been doing so good on Twitter with so many responses from the Wicked fans.
It's so easy to do, but sometimes it's so easy to forget.
Yeah. So you can tweet at us at YoWickedAnime. At YoWickedAnime. I was going to say .com. So, at YoWickedAnime. Tweet us anything you want. We have a great time on Twitter. I think Twitter is probably one of the most... I've been having so much fun just using that Twitter.
Yeah, and hot Japanese superheroes follow us there, too.
Yes, that's right. Hot Japanese superheroes do follow us there. Peter Payne. Anyway, you can also find us at Tumblr, where we tumble things. That's just wickedanime.tumblr. You can also find us... on YouTube, of course, where YouTube is our main hub of the show, where we post all of our videos.
Please subscribe to us on YouTube.
Please subscribe us on YouTube. We're almost at 900. Yeah, we're almost at 950, which means we only need 50 more subscribers until you hear Wicked Anime's 5-year plan. And after that, of course, you can find us at our home, or our host home, at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can listen to this podcast and watch reviews. If you're not listening to this podcast, on iTunes and SoundCloud, which we didn't check to see if we had fan service on SoundCloud.
We don't.
So I believe that's everything. And guys, coming up in 2015, this is more important to our Monster Hunting fans, for me and everybody. We're going to be tying together some more community Wicked Anime projects. Now, this is going to be a test run, but this is the perfect thing to test run it with. Come March 31st, the release of Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, when we can finally play online together, Wicked Anime will be setting up a Skype channel, which will probably be called Wicked Anime Monster Hunter. And basically, you'll be emailing us there. You'll send us a message saying, I'm here for Monster Hunter, and we can hunt together. So everybody get prepared for some awesome Monster Hunter weekends.
What's this one's that going to be on?
3DS.
Oh, sweet. I actually have a 3DS now. I can join in.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Glitch, you get Monster Hunter right away. So as you can hear, as you can hear, you can hunt with Glitch. You'll be able to hunt with me.
Probably me.
You'll probably be able to hunt with Jonathan. So that's three different leaders for hunting troops.
I really, really suck.
Yeah, that comes
really
out in April,
suck.
Too. Then, the release date is the 31st for Monster Hunter 4.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I really, really suck at Monster Hunter, guys.
Well, and the thing is, too...
I don't even know how to play. Who wants to join my group?
All right, guys. So that is totally it now. And we will see you on the next episode. It's time to sign off the only way we know how.
Okay, bye!
Recording now, Glitch, so you can start recording.
All right,
and then I'll start a countdown, Glitch, if you want to start.
Who's doing the intro?
I guess I will. I don't care.
All right.
Unless do you want to? You haven't done an intro in a while.
Like, it was the... Well, I'm the hippest man in the room, and across the pond, the awesome analyst, Andrew, right?
No, stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan, and hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Wait, I need to write that down.
You've heard Dylan say it at least 100 times.
I guess you realize you
don't seem to realize how little I pay attention to Dylan.
I was just about to say that. I guess you don't pay attention.
There's just, like, trigger words that, like, get you into our conversations again. Like, if I say DBZ, you're like, oh, hey!
It would be Naruto, though.
Yeah. Glitch, Ninja Turtles.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
There's two new Ninja Turtles, the hard man with harder opinions and the stupid awesome analyst. Remember them.
Wicked A! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.